We'll have both prepared statements that we'll talk about. We'll get up there and talk for about like 5 minutes apiece, and then we'll just invite questions for the public. Public can ask general scientific questions of us, or if they have some sort of neat story that they would like to share with us, that's cool as well.
And our statements are going to be pointed toward the public in that they're not going to be highly technical. They will be very understandable, and therefore we will hopefully encourage public involvement.
Well, as Mark Twain says, everyone loves to talk about the weather, and 2011 in this part of the country has certainly encouraged much conversation. The topic will be the weather. And how do you start? I mean, we have had, let's see if I can do this off the top of my head, the heaviest snowfall in mm-hmm. Northwest Arkansas, the coldest recorded temperature in Northwest Arkansas history, close to or the wettest spring. And right now, as we're sitting here, we're in the midst of a drought and higher than normal temperatures for July, with August still to come.
That's right, yes.
So
I think I'm going to start off tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Powerhouse by saying that we, this spring, have had the perfect storm over the United States. The atmospheric conditions and where things were set up, which we'll discuss tomorrow, were perfect for what has happened. And when you can divide the country really into segments, in that the Southwest mm-hmm. has had high pressure over it, drought. This has been an extended drought with wildfires that we've all heard about, the huge snowpacks in the Northwest and across the Rockies, and then, of course, the Southeast and its tornadoes, the Ohio River Valley with massive amounts of precipitation, 300% of normal. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't have a more perfect situation sitting in the atmosphere. Now, I'm sitting here, perfect storm, which sounds like it's a good thing, but it's not a good thing. It's a bad thing.
Right, yeah, it's caused quite a bit of damage, unfortunately, not just in human casualties, but also in dollars as well. And so that's also going to, have economic ripple effects across the entire nation.
Of course, I'm sure one of the first questions you'll get at Powerhouse tomorrow night, and I'm going to ask it here. You don't have to go into as much detail as you would necessarily tomorrow night, but people will be concerned, is this sort of a fluke that all these things have happened in the same year, or is this signs of perhaps years to come?
It could be signs of years to come, but also, as John was saying, the atmosphere was just lined up in a perfect set of ingredients this year, too. So, there's also a lot of weather stuff that's going on, too, not just, climatic trend related. For example, we've always known that tornadoes going through, major metropolitan areas, no matter how quickly we get the warning out, there's always, unfortunately, going to be fatalities in those types of situations. And these last, few decades, really, we've just been lucky with, big tornadoes not going through, too many towns. There's the off-the-wall one here mm-hmm. and there, but for the most part, we just haven't seen that. They've been in open fields, at least the big ones have been. With the exception, of course, of Greensburg and a few others, too. But this year, there were the issues in Mississippi and Alabama, then Oklahoma, then Joplin, Missouri, and it just continues on down the list. And so we just, our luck has just unfortunately run out in that regard.
Well, one of the things we'll do tomorrow night is talk about what is climate and what is weather or / meteorology. You asked the question, is this something that is a one-year thing, or is it a sign of things that might begin happening every year? I think when you look back 50 to 100 years, the instrumental record, that you do find years where the perfect storm was set up and we had very, very, very bad storms across much of the United States during the spring period. And then we had a number of years when that didn't happen. And so what we do is look at these climatic events over time and try to figure out what atmospheric conditions came together in the years that were not good. And then, of course, look at years that we didn't have much and see what the atmosphere is doing then. And then we bring that up to present and then try to take a look at what happened this year and perhaps try to forecast the future a little bit.
That's, I guess, part of the challenge. So many people want to know questions now. What does this mean now? And you have to look back decades. And
That's right. Yeah. And John's distinction of, you know, weather versus climate is, you know, absolutely crucial. You know, the public from, you know, my inner workings with them, I was a TV meteorologist in Wichita for a while. And, you know, the public seems to have a very short-term memory. And so, you know, the long-term climatic trends can be, you know, kind of muddled, I guess you could say, or hidden beneath, you know, all this weather noise. And even we as climatologists, we also have to, you know, be careful on exactly how we look at these climate and weather records over time, because it can easily, you know, mislead us down the road just because of, you know, a super drought that gets in, you know, this, you know, this just, you know, and tremendous variability that's going on between, you know, intense wet, intense drought, intense cold, intense heat, and the, you know, long-term trend can be masked or hidden by, you know, some of these tremendous variations.
I mean, you see it often with when the public is watching something, if there are a couple of crimes that are similar that happen within, people think all of a sudden this is a trend.
Right.
And so if you have on national news in 1 week stories about record heat or above normal heat, coupled with this stunning video of a dust storm enveloping Phoenix, you can all of a sudden get this panic like, we've never had anything like this before. And of course, we have had dust storms before.
Yes.
But it still can be, I don't know, anywhere from frightening to at least reason for pause.
Right, exactly.
I think one of the things we'll hit on at the end tomorrow evening is the fact that we have been warming. The instrumental record for the last 130 to 40 years has shown a distinct warming trend, and we might talk tomorrow then about, well, what does this mean for us? And part of the perfect storm this spring has been a much warmer than normal Gulf of Mexico, which means more water vapor in the atmosphere, and it's water vapor that fuels these storms. And so we'll talk about that tomorrow night and talk about what the two of us might think might happen in the coming years.
I want to ask you both, because you have degrees in meteorology and climatology. When I was a kid, 40 years ago, most of the weather you got on television, not from meteorologists, but from guys who look good and could also go out and do a remote at a car dealership.
Right, right.
And you just kind of you'd rip the wire and you'd read what the National Weather Service, and most of us had never heard of many terms. We might know a high or a low. But now, with blogs and 24-hour weather channels, there's so much more thrown at us. Do you think we as the public know more, or do we know just enough to be a little bit dangerous with what we think we know?
I think there's some of both of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think one of the jobs of the meteorologist today on TV, now, you know, given they don't have much time to give the weather, but if they can give a snippet of education about meteorology nightly or weekly, over time, the listening public would become more familiar with the terms, more familiar with the movement of the atmosphere and what causes problems. So I think the answer is the public is far more knowledgeable now than it used to be. And, of course, you have instantaneous news and video and blogging and so on and so forth. So we see these incidents right away. Yeah. And so that's really different from 40 years ago.
That, and, you know, the quality of the meteorologists on TV has also increased, too. I mean, especially, you know, here in this part of the country, and you go a little bit farther west of Arkansas into Oklahoma and Kansas, and that's really kind of the quote-unquote Super Bowl of meteorology. And so in order to get hired at one of those TV stations there, you better have an undergraduate degree in meteorology. There's also TV seals of approval. If you look down and the TV meteorologist just starts his weathercast, a lot of times show his name, and they might have, you know, AMS seal of approval, the American Meteorological Society seal of approval, or the NWA, the National Weather Association seal of approval. And in order to get those seals, you have to know what you're talking about. Your on-air presence is evaluated by your by your broadcast peers, but you also have to take a written exam in meteorology as well. So you also have to know, you know, the inner workings of the atmosphere as well. And so this has, you know, increased the quality, I think, in broadcast meteorology today.
I listed off those extremes or records that we've had in this area already in this calendar year. The hottest temperature in Fayetteville ever, according to the National Weather Service, is 110. We going to get one more extreme?
Well, it's possible. You know, it's hard to say exactly what's going to happen in the next month, but we have a major high-pressure system over us, and until that moves out, which is climatologically not probable, we are going to continue to have this heat.
Yep, and actually just yesterday, as a matter of fact, Sunday in Kansas, Wichita hit 111 degrees Fahrenheit. So the kind of the core of the heat is kind of centered over, you know, Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas right now. And so I would not put it past Mother Nature to try and give us some sort of, you know, extra little boost to, you know, the 100 plus that we had yesterday in portions of Arkansas.
6:30 to 8 tomorrow night.
That's correct.
That is correct.
Come prepared with discussions and or if you just want to sit and listen.
Mm-hmm. That
Gentlemen,
is correct.
Thank
Hope
you very
much. See everybody there.
And it's free, right?
Yes,
that's right.
Free.
You bet.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much.